Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Here at the Final Edition Radio Hour, we have recently, all of us on both coasts, vowed never again to sully our beloved, sacred, oh-so-righteous satire with the hated letters T-R-U-M-P. We feel that doing so is a bit like if King Arthur had tried to unblock his toilet with Excalibur, or you tried to unblock yours with an F-15. However, this week's show is our monthly remix, the best of the merry month of May. So it's possible that once or twice you may actually have to suffer the ghastly letters which arranged make up that hideous name, which, like the name of the prophet, may not be spoken, but which rhymes with hump, sump, lump, rump, and of course, dump.
The O'Reilly Factor is brought to you by CoinOp Car Wash of Pensauken, New Jersey, who also proudly sponsor Pensauken's T-ball team in Camden County Little League. Go D-bags!
Tonight on the O'Reilly Factor, we expose the rampant sexual harassment within the media by liberals. If Rachel Maddow harasses people in her office, would the media even cover it? If she yelled verbal abuse and lewd comments, if she made unwanted advances and phone calls where she sounded like she's masturbating. Now, there's no evidence she's done any of those things, and there's no evidence she hasn't. There's no evidence. Where did the evidence go? Let's talk. With me now is Roxanne Cahill, a blogger with Huffington Post. Roxanne, do you admit that Bill Clinton is a rapist?
Your producer said we're talking about Syria.
You're not answering the question. We are talking about sexual harassment by people who are not me.
Mr. O'Reilly, I don't know anything about...
I have three questions. A, why are you a stuck-up bitch? B, do you think Rachel Maddow ever called someone a stuck-up bitch? And C, why is Rachel Maddow a stuck-up bitch?
I don't know Rachel Maddow.
You're not answering the question. What is your personal phone number?
I am not comfortable with this.
Next question. Why are you sexually harassing me?
Do you have your penis out?
You're not answering the question.
The O'Reilly Factor is brought to you by The O'Reilly Factor. The O'Reilly Factor remains a loyal sponsor for The O'Reilly Factor.
The following is a public message from the U.S. government. When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare.
Honey, did you check for extra batteries?
Yep.
Extra water and candles?
Yep.
Did you go over the plan with the kids?
Yep.
Did you remember to extract blood, semen, eggs, and lymphatic fluid from all family members in case we have to repopulate the earth? Did you remember to poison all our neighbors with polonium and arsenic so our DNA is the dominant genetic material basis for future generations? Did you surround our yard with an impenetrable electrified razor wire fence, motion-activated machine gun turrets, and poisonous alligator-filled moat to kill any migrants or strangers instantly? Did you load a go bag with cash, drugs, needles, LSD, opiates, medical marijuana, KY jelly, horse tranquilizer, gold bullion, freeze-dried food, non-GMO seeds?
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare, so do it now while you still can. Have a plan, get a go bag, don't be left behind. A message from your Department of Homeland Security. For more information, visit www.beforetheshithitsthefan.com.
Hey, Ted, you look down. What's the matter?
Plenty. I'm going to lose my job if I don't increase sales by 30%. My house has dry rot. My marriage is falling apart. And my mom needs cataract surgery.
And have you tried Jared?
Jared? What's that?
Oh, not what? Who? Jared Kushner. You can put him in charge of everything you mentioned.
And he would take care of all that stuff? Does he know anything about dry rot?
Jared helped out at his father's business before his father went to jail. And I think he tried to buy some sports teams or something else.
Yeah, I mentioned the cataract surgery for my mom, right?
He's the president's son-in-law. President Trump has put Jared in charge of totally remaking the Veterans Administration, serving as envoy to Mexico, China, and Iraq, solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and completely reorganizing the entire federal government.
Okay, what has he actually done in terms of accomplishing any of that?
Jared wore a bulletproof vest!
Yeah, I'm just not getting...
It had his name on it! President Trump trusts Jared to do everything, and just listen to what other people have to say about Jared.
I needed someone to pick up my little girl from daycare, so I put Jared in charge of it.
I've spent my life in particle physics trying to develop a synthesis of general relativity and quantum field theory to fully explain the fundamental forces of the universe. Now I've got Jared doing it.
Yeah, I needed an inconvenient witness to meet with a little misfortune, if you get my drift. But it had to look like an accident. I put Jared on it.
Ah! Has he done any of these things?
I needed someone to go skiing in Vail. You can bet Jared did it.
Am I going insane? This makes no sense! He doesn't do anything! This is crazy! What's wrong with you people?
Oh, dude, relax! Relax! Take a deep breath.
But it doesn't...
Shh! There, it's okay. Jared's gotcha! Jared's gonna take care of it!
Is he? Really? It's gonna be all right?
Oh, of course it will. He's Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
It can only be Jared!
And now the further adventures of...
Slash Crunklo, Chainsaw Avenger!
At a Jewish community center in San Antonio, Texas, members of the alt-right are having a hoedown.
Come on, boys! Make those swastikas bigger!
So it's true what they say. Even the racists are bigger in Texas.
Who the fuck are you?
It doesn't matter. Why are you defacing this social hall that Jews have set aside for speed dating and boggle tournaments?
Because America is a white Christian nation. And their kind is ruining it.
Bullshit! Jewish people built this country, providing us in advances in science, philosophy, decent bagels, and all those comic book movies that everyone's getting sick of.
So what are you gonna do, boy? Punch us in the face and post that video on social media?
Something like that.
Oh! 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 God! Why? Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh my God, what happened here?
No need to worry, Rabbi. These Nazis will think twice before terrorizing the Jewish people again.
But they're carved up like pastrami at a deli with multiple health code violations. They're not going to be doing anything again.
No need to thank me. Away!
I wasn't going to thank you.
In the real world, this gruesome massacre would empower the right to retaliate in increasingly brutal ways. But within the realm of this politically themed masturbatory fantasy... Doesn't it make you feel pretty good to hear it happen? the left gets its smug satisfaction, and nothing has changed. Thanks to
Slash Frontload, Chainsaw Avengers.
The following is from the Final Edition Radio Hour.
It's the Channel 7 10 o'clock news. News for people who've given up.
Good evening. Our top story tonight, the president revealed highly classified information to Russian visitors at the White House, information that had been entrusted to the United States by Israel. Sources indicate that nothing will happen as a result. No one will get fired. Nothing will change. Republican leaders literally don't care about national security anymore. And now, Jane with the weather. Jane?
Thanks, Tom. The Arctic just had its second hottest April on record. The sea ice is shrinking, and no one will do a damn thing about it.
So, if I understand correctly, a piece of the planet is literally falling apart.
Correct.
And if this is the second hottest April in history for the Arctic, when was the hottest April in history?
Last year.
So, if people want the U.S. government to take action on global climate change, what should they do?
If people want Congress and the president to take action on global climate change, what they should do is grow the fuck up.
Thanks, Jane. In other news, a musician you like has died. He was 52 and should have lived a lot longer, but didn't. Andrew has that story.
That's right. Ronnie Ronson of Ronnie and the Ron Boys died Thursday after fighting the kind of rare, slow cancer that Mitch McConnell will never get.
Thanks, Andrew. Over to John for sports.
The Yankees are currently leading the American League East because the team spent more money than God on their players, and everyone goes around acting like that's okay.
And how's your team doing, John?
Well, I'm a Pirates fan, so fuck me, right?
Fuck you indeed. Well, that's it for Channel 7's 10 o'clock news. News for people who have given up.
The Final Edition Radio Hour can be heard on Progressive Voices, Progressive Voices on Demand, and at thefinaledition.com, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and inside your mind.
The Final Edition presents Feed the Beast.
Okay, Mommy's here. My poor baby. I know how to make it all better. That's a good boy. Ow! I told you no biting.
Sorry, Mommy. I mean Melania.
Feed the beast.
Later, babe.
Where do you think you're going? It's late.
The guys and I have that protest to save the Robert E. Lee statue.
Why do you care about a Confederate statue? You're from Ohio.
It's a white male bonding thing. Quit hassling me.
What's that behind your back? Is that a tiki torch?
Yeah, all the guys are bringing tiki torches.
What the hell for?
To look intimidating, babe. We must bear tiki torches.
Well, you're not bearing that tiki torch. It's for tomorrow's luau.
But I need to illuminate my face while I scream racist stuff.
Then bring a candle from the bathroom.
A candle? I'll look like a libtard at a Take Back the Night rally.
You'll look just fine.
What kind of white supremacist shows up at a Confederate rally holding a Yankee candle?
The kind whose wife is throwing a luau for her Mary Kay colleagues and needs a tiki torch to create an island-like environment!
Fine! Maybe someone at the rally will have an extra tiki for me.
Wait, what's in your other hand? Are those our new bedsheets?
All the guys are bringing them.
Oh, hell no. Bring the picnic blanket if you have to.
What kind of neo-Nazi shows up to a wannabe Ku Klux Klan gathering wearing a picnic blanket?
The kind whose wife doesn't want her brand new white bedsheets ruined!
Fine!
And get home at a reasonable hour. You have a soccer game to coach at 8:30 tomorrow.
I hate everything!
That's why I married you.
Hi, I'm John Varnson, inventor and distributor of MyPillio. I started MyPillio in the back of my garage in Minnesota, and I'm proud to say that we're still here. That haven't blown shit up yet. If you call and get the answer machine, just leave your number and we'll hit you back. The secret to my pillow is a custom medical blend designed to fit your exact needs and make you go unconscious quick. My pillow will take the pressure off your shoulders, your neck, your back, your hips, and your butt so that you get the best sleep of your life for one night, or maybe forever. Now, I personally guarantee you a taste of the best nod out you've ever had. Just like that fine slice I had in Vietnam. Take it from me. Just go to MyPillYo.com and place your order right now, and soon you will experience the best sleep of your life, guaranteed. Well, that's good. When you do, I'll even write you a second refill. Absolutely free. For the best night's sleep since your last OD, visit MyPillYo.com.
The city of Flint, Michigan is threatening 8,000 homeowners with foreclosure over unpaid water bills. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
To be fair, it's hard to pay your water bill when you're dead.
Is the lead water gluten-free?
I'm sorry, but I can't drink lead water. It's too heavy.
The only water endorsed by Sherwin-Williams.
What's crazy is it's the only water Superman can't see through.
The thing is, everyone's just so relieved that Michael Moore left.
His new movie, Plumbing for Columbine.
Looks like a lot of the houses are underwater because they're overwatered.
So what I do is basically I water your entire living room with poison. I call it Flinterior Design.
I don't know what they're complaining about. I went to Mexico and they said you shouldn't drink the water either.
It could be worse. They could live in Detroit.
Police blotter! Police blotter! Jefferson, Vermont! Police blotter!
March 10th at 5:15 p.m. A resident was worried when their neighbor's driveway hadn't been plowed and asked us to check on him. We did, and everything was okay.
Police blotter! It records everything that happens! Police blotter!
March 14th at 4:15 p.m. In the Cambridge Elementary School parking lot, a car that was left in neutral rolled into another car.
Police blotter! Nothing's too small for the police blotter!
April 1st at 3:30 a.m., someone, probably a real estate agent, left the lights on in a vacant home on School Street.
Who left the lights on in that vacant home? Write it down in the police blotter.
April 7th at 5:15 p.m., a car slid off Wolcott Road, resulting in a tow and a ticket for the driver. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't! No, you can't! Write it down in the police blotter!
April 11th at 6:41 p.m. Three officers attended the final basketball playoff game just in case fans got out of hand.
B-ball games are just part of the job! Write it down in the police blotter!
April 13th at 8:15 a.m. We spoke to students at Lemoyne Union High School. They paid little attention.
It's a thankless job to serve and protect. Write it down in the police blotter.
April 14th at 4:40 p.m. I held the barrel of my firearm up to my temple just to feel something.
Sometimes it's hard on your mental health. Write it down in the police blotter.
I can't take this anymore. I've lost all will to live.
Easy, pal. You're gonna get through this. Write it down in the shooting gut. It's part of the job. Write it down in the police blotter. Hello? Hello? Write it down in the police blotter.
I pissed myself.
Doctor, we're losing him fast.
All right, stand back.
Nothing. Hit him again.
Clear!
It's not helping, Doctor.
Clear! Damn it! Okay, okay. We did everything we could. Let's call it. Time of death, 8:42.
It's actually 8:43.
Really?
My watch says 8:42.
Mine says 8:43.
Check your phone.
Phone says 8:44.
Wait, so we're both wrong?
Well, maybe we looked right as the minute changed. Let's wait a few seconds and see if they line up. Nope. Phone now says 8:45. Our watches are way off.
Okay, so let's just call it. Time of death, 8:44.
Doctors, my phone says 9.
9? How can that be?
I like to have the time be 15 minutes fast, so that way I'm never late to things.
But if you know it's like that, wouldn't you just take that into consideration and be late anyways?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, so we're all in agreement. Time of death, 8:44.
Well, just because my phone says a time, how do we know it's actually true?
Because they set it to the global clock or something like that.
But what if it's wrong? Like, I was easily able to change the time on mine, so what if the person who changed the global clock did the same thing?
Ah, then how do we know what the actual time is?
Look at the sun?
It's dark outside.
Maybe the wall clock?
That's just like a giant watch. Anyone can mess with it.
Well, what if we all just agree on a time and never speak of this moment again?
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Everyone sync their watches. Time of death, 8:44 p.m.-ish.
Oh, what happened? I blacked out.
Time of death, 8:45.
It's 4 a.m. in Los Angeles, early Monday morning, and time once again for the weekly Parade of the Homeless, sponsored by White Elephant Realtors, your one-stop shop if you're looking for that perfect 4, 5, or 9-bedroom home. I'm Ralph Touchett.
And I'm Lori Stevens. We'll be covering the sights and pageantry as the LAPD wakes up the homeless, bursts up their encampments, and marches them from one random part of town to another.
And it's going to be a beautiful day for it. Clear skies and a crisp 42 degrees.
There are sirens signaling the parade is on its way.
And leading the march, as usual, is, we think her name is Laura.
She's a 100-pound woman, somehow pushing 5 shopping carts. Her core strength must be incredible. She ought to be a personal trainer in Hollywood.
Sure, but you can't have mentally ill people working with celebrities.
That would be unheard of.
And coming over the hill is the rest of the shopping cart brigade.
Some of those are vintage. Look at that. A Jemco cart.
Holy cow, they went out of business 30 years ago.
And one of the marchers is reaching into his cart and throwing candy to the kids in the crowd. Is that candy? That's not candy.
We want to pause for our sponsors, White Elephant Realtors. This week's hot home, a 3-bedroom condemned property in Boyle Heights that was knocked off its foundations by a crash during a fatal drive-by shooting. Only $400,000. I'm not kidding. That was a real deal. Google it. Boyle Heights tragedy hot home.
Back to the parade. We've got a group coming around the corner who used to live in a massive tent city downtown.
Was that before or after they lived in a massive tent city under the Interstate 405?
Kind of in between.
And of course, some of them are handing out their commercial headshots.
If you're a casting agent, you might want to come out here to find that perfect homeless type.
And here it is, the crowd favorite, the live-in campers and cars that can't park anywhere overnight anymore.
Some of them went to the desert for a while, but now winter is over and it's 120 degrees out there.
See the guy in the red van with the stickers all over it? You know, he has 6 Emmys for writing.
Wow. Dreams really do come true in Hollywood.
Finally, bringing up the rear, members of the Los Angeles Police Department who are unable to look anyone in the eye, not even each other.
Deservedly so. We're all ashamed of them for doing this terrible thing that we're all making them do.
That's about it for this week. Our sponsor again is White Elephant Realtors. Looking for a modest 1-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles? Average rents are a breezy $1,700 a month.
White Elephant Realtors. There's something for everyone.
Hey, don't look at me. It was this guy.
What? That wasn't me.
Yeah, obviously it was, because you're the only guy here, and everybody knows girls don't fart.
All right, whatever.
Ew. Dude.
That was not me.
Whatever. It definitely wasn't one of us. Ew, disgusting.
Okay, I am not the one farting. It's all of you.
Yeah, right. Trying to pretend girls were farting.
That's an impossibility.
Okay, then why do you have Pepto-Bismol on your hand?
It's for a friend, not me.
Yeah. Fine, if you say so.
Oh, stop!
Okay, that definitely was not me. There were 2 farts. There is no way I can fart twice at once.
You're probably some kind of international fart champion.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. king of the farts because it 100% wasn't us.
You're wearing a shirt that says Fart Club member on it.
Nuh-uh, that's French.
Then what does it mean?
It means I am a beautiful flower.
Okay, that was clearly coming from the three of you.
No!
Then why did you make those wincing faces?
Because the farts that you were making smell bad over here. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, obviously it's the three of you who are farting, and frankly, it's getting a little disgusting. What did you eat anyways?
Healthy foods.
Yeah, something light and good for us.
Definitely not a large chorizo burrito with two sides of beans.
Okay, that one was me. But I, unlike you, admitted it. See? No big deal.
Look, dude. We are not the ones farting here. Okay?
Oh, then how do you explain that?
Sorry about that. I was doing some repairs on the roof of the elevator and just farting a whole bunch.
See? Girls do fart.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a baby. That's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby. Pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby. Pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time.
We think that getting weekly email updates about your pregnancy that compare the size of your fetus to various fruits and vegetables is pretty weird. So we've gone a different route, and it's delectable. Here are some excerpts from our new email newsletter for expecting families, Your Pregnancy Week by Week, Meat Lovers Edition. Week 6, your baby is as big as a crumb of taco beef. What a delicious miracle! Even though your baby is only about a quarter of an inch long, she's already working on some of her most important features. Eyes and ears, a circulatory system, and a tiny beating heart. But she is still tiny enough that she could fall out of the back of your taco.
At 10 weeks, your baby is the size of a cocktail wiener and rapidly developing its vital organs, along with tiny details like fingernails and a fine fuzz of hair. As badly as you want to wrap him in a warm, flaky pastry blanket and take him home, there are still about 30 weeks left until you welcome him into the world. Week 12. Your baby is as big as a meatball. At half an ounce and 2 inches long, your bundle of joy is now the size of a scrumptious meatball. Not as big as one of your Italian grandmother's meatballs, but more like a chain restaurant meatball. This week, your baby has finished developing its kidneys and urinary tract and now urinates into the amniotic sac. But we're not going to think about that because that's disgusting and inappropriate.
Week 16. Your baby is as big as a respectably sized shrimp. In just a week, your baby has gone from being the size of a crappy shrimp that you get at a Chinese buffet stir fry to the size of a really nice, respectable two-bite shrimp. We're talking about the kind of shrimp you get at a shrimp cocktail at a nice wedding. The kind that looks like a witch's finger. Sadly, we've spent so much time talking about shrimp this week that we'll have to skip the details about your baby's development until next time.
Week 21. Your baby is as big as a ribeye steak. Finally, your unborn baby is big enough to fully satisfy you at a meal if he were a meat product. At 21 weeks, your baby is growing steadily and weighs as much as a tender, filling 12-ounce ribeye steak, give or take some grizzle. Your baby can also now kick and elbow you. Is it a coincidence that it feels like indigestion?
Week 27. Your baby is as big as a damn lobster. 27 weeks into your pregnancy, your bundle of joy is the size of a 2-pound lobster, exoskeleton and all. Your baby can now open and close her eyes, sleep, and even think just like a damn lobster. Also like a damn lobster, your baby is now viable in the real world. If we do not steam it, dip it in the melted butter, and eat it while wearing a bib depicting a baby.
Week 35. Your baby is as big as a honey-baked ham.
We could also say that your baby is now the size of a small watermelon, but that would be a bit strange and puzzling, wouldn't it?
Week 40! Your baby is as big as a turkey! Get out the carving knife and invite your friends and family. You've made it to 40 weeks and your baby is the size of a juicy, golden brown turkey. After 9 months of growth, your baby is absolutely ready for this world. From his strong, meaty legs to his crispy, crispy wings. Did we say wings? Never mind about the wings.
The final edition now takes you live to the last remaining Planned Parenthood in Donald Trump's America.
Doctor, this has been the hardest decision of my life. But if I don't have this abortion, I could die.
Okay. Well, legally, there are certain things I'm required to say to you before you can go through with this procedure.
Oh, I'd heard that on the news, but I didn't know it was true.
Don't worry. I don't agree with any of this stuff, so I want to get through it just as much as you do.
Okay. Jesus, let's just get this over with.
Okay, here we go. There is a life growing inside you, and it can feel everything.
Oh my God, really?
No, not really. I just have to say this. Your baby cannot feel anything yet. Except pain. Unimaginable and excruciating pain.
Really?
No, not really. But statistically, you're more likely to die young if you've had an abortion.
What? That's statistically true?
No, that's not statistically true. But I'm required to tell you that incorrect statistic. Many doctors who love to murder innocent babies will tell you that that statistic isn't true, but it is true.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I have to say that part if I correctly point out that that statistic isn't true. But it is true! But it's not.
I'm confused.
I cannot legally give you an abortion if you're confused.
There's no way that's correct.
Nah, it's not correct. But if you thought it was correct, you might have given up.
Okay, well, is that everything you have to say?
No. It's been scientifically proven that God doesn't love baby killers.
That doesn't sound like science.
That's not science. I don't even believe in God. But I have to say that. Now, certain atheist doctors will tell you that God doesn't think your baby has a soul. These doctors are agents of Satan trying to mislead you.
You're an agent of Satan?
No, I don't believe in Satan, but I have to say these things.
Can't we just pretend you did?
I would lose my medical license. This whole procedure is being filmed.
What? I didn't consent to that.
It's not being filmed. I just have to tell you it is. Also, it is!
We have to be done with this nonsense now, right?
Almost. Now I just have to ask you a question. Do you still want an abortion?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes, don't you believe me?
I do believe you, but I have to keep asking if you're sure until you say you're not sure.
Fine. I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't give you an abortion if you're not sure. Take some time to think about it and come back in a week.
I'll be dead in a week if we don't do this now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll do everything we can to save the baby.
Take it away, Porky the chauvinist pig.
That's all, folks.
I'm Terry.
I'm Bob.
And this is Health Attack, the show where we read the name and description of a disease you've never heard of, then take calls from people who suddenly think they have it.
Our disease today is Japanese encephalitis,
which we chose at random from a rare disease database.
It's a severe inflammation of the brain caused by a virus transmitted by mosquito bites.
And we have a list of symptoms here: high fever, headaches, weakness, nausea, vomiting, paralysis, personality changes, and coma, with possible neurological damage or death.
So if you ever had a headache or your personality changed, give us a call.
And the phones are lighting up. Hello, line one, you're on Health Attack.
Hey, I'm pretty sure I've got Japanese encephalitis, and I think I died from it.
That is so tragic. You sound so young. Thanks for your story. Line two, you're on Health Attack.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I keep calling my doctor after your show because I've had every one of those diseases, and I noticed he started to get really irritated with me.
Hmm. So your doctor used to be okay, but now he's getting impatient.
Sounds like a personality change.
My doctor has Japanese encephalitis.
And so do you. Thanks for calling.
Well, the show wouldn't be complete without our anti-vaccination report. This week, we discovered an interesting fact. Smallpox did not exist before they invented a smallpox vaccine.
Wow, is that true?
The important thing isn't whether it's true or not. The important thing is that we said it.
And that's all for us. Come back next week when we manage to convince all our listeners that they have blue diaper syndrome.
Hello, ladies. Are you tired of going out to only have your night ruined by guys who can't take a hint?
I actually have a boyfriend.
That's fine. I bet he's not as cool as me, though.
Worse yet, are you sick of being terrified that men might murder you if you anger them?
I'm not interested in you. Thanks, though.
Not interested in me? You're joking, right? I'm a man with a fragile ego, and I don't like being told no. Now I'm going to wait outside for you and kill you.
Oh, no. Did you know that 99% of murders are done by men? That's a statistic that I just made up. Well, fear no more. Thanks to the comprehensive Men Away guidebook, you can be prepared for any situation. Take this example from chapter 12. Make him think you're crazy.
Hi, I'm Ben. You're cute.
Well, are you going to commit to me then?
What?
I want to be taken on actual dates, and I want marriage and babies. Lots of babies.
And I'm out.
See how easy that was? The Men Away Guidebook has it all.
Since I started using the Men Away Guidebook, I can actually enjoy an evening out with the girls without having to worry about the creep at the bar hitting on me. I kind of miss it, though, to be honest. Does this mean I'm not hot anymore?
And this little book of miracles isn't just available to straight women. Look at the wonders it provides for everyone.
Excuse me, I'm trying to go to the restroom.
I know.
Hey, man, I have a boyfriend.
I can be discreet.
Oh, look over there. A younger, hotter version of me.
Oh, yeah?
See how easy that was? All thanks to the Men Away Guidebook.
Thanks, Men Away Guidebook.
Order now, and we'll include our chapter for really extreme situations.
Look, I don't care that you're crazy or that you have a boyfriend. I'll say whatever it takes to get you to go home with me. Does this smell like shit in here to you?
That was me.
Okay, right. I'm out.
Thank you, Men Away Guidebook.
So order today. We realize this is not helpful at all to lesbians or members of the transgender community, and for that, just wait. More products to make money on your fears are coming soon.
Hi, this is Mike Pence, your vice president. Remember me? No? Good. I have a word today for the brave men and women of our fighting forces, disabled by massive injuries while winning our glorious victories in Iraq and Afghanistan, and eventually Syria, Iran, North Korea, and Mexico City. Look, guys, we know that thanks to amazing advances in rehabilitative medicine and prosthetics, you are now surviving injuries that in our previous glorious victories in the Gulf War and Panama and Grenada would have left you among our glorious dead. Thank God for that. Instead of dying, you're not just surviving your injuries, but living a pretty normal life with every prospect of living for many, many more years. At government expense, on generous disability payments and advanced medical care. And God knows at any other point in our glorious history, we would have said, good luck to you, soldier. You earned it. But there's a problem. The great nation you patriotically swore to defend and protect is broke. The Dark One, he who shall not be named, numero 44, left us destitute, fatherless, addicted to drugs, and probably godless too, but mostly broke. And we patriots of the administration have sworn to defend and protect our great nation. How? By making America great again. How? By flushing our greatest enemy of all, the government, out of its bunker and shooting it like a dog in a ditch. The same criminal government soldier that's pumping all those borrowed dollars. Dollars it doesn't have. Dollars which have to be repaid with other people's hard-earned money into your bank account. So, how do we solve this problem? Well, there's one part of the government we ain't gonna shoot. The military. But our loyal citizens aren't going to pony up unless they know it's going towards winning a new war. Old wars we already won, they don't want to know about. What I'm trying to say, soldier, in the nicest way I know, America doesn't have the wherewithal to support your massively expensive disabled lifestyle. Not today, not tomorrow, and sure as sugar, not 30, 40, 50, or 70 years down the road. Sorry, but there it is. Tough talk for the toughest of the tough. And honestly, when you look down that road, what kind of life is it going to be with a few years from now, or even 30, 40, 50, 70 years? With two plastic legs and a face that looks like Hannibal Lecter's doggy bag. How long is your wife going to be able to take the stress of caring for your kids, holding down a job or two or three, and providing 24/7, 365 hospice care for a seriously disabled human being? And when they finally walk out on you, even if your equipment is still intact, well, I needn't go on. We in the Trump administration, Hail Hydra, support our troops unconditionally. We just can't support you financially. Isn't it your duty, you, the loyalest patriots of all, to do the right thing? Would you rather sit around sucking suds while the people who are paying your freight are going bankrupt and losing their homes and their loved ones are leaving them and their kids are selling themselves on the street to stay alive because they just can't take it anymore? You remember that cute blonde war widow who got all that applause at Trump's State of the Union? That could be your wife if you do the right thing. Quickly, quietly, painlessly. One shot. Lock, load, aim, fire, America. Now what do you call that, soldier? Glory? Patriotism? Loving America? Look, you did your part, and we are proud of the sacrifices you made. Now, butt out.
The killer got Chrissy.
Not sweet, wholesome Chrissy. It was fine when they killed the sluts of our high school, but not Chrissy.
I've done the math. No one could get into this building. The killer is one of us.
But how will we know?
Only a sociopath could kill like this. So, we just have to figure out who, among us, is the sociopath.
How would we figure that out? It's not like sociopaths wear a sign saying, "It's me, the sociopath."
Okay, well, according to Wikipedia here on my phone, sociopaths are eerily calm even in heightened situations. So, who is calm right now?
How could any of us be calm? All of the sluts and Chrissy are dead.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Jake, you seem pretty calm.
I'm in shock. It's normal. Look it up.
Seems like it checks out.
Okay, well, what else?
Okay, well, sociopaths are incredibly charming.
I have been wanting to have sex with Jake.
Is it because he's charming?
Yeah, so charming.
What can I say? I have a way with words.
Oh my God, you're right. He is charming.
I mean, the sluts were pretty charming too, and they're dead.
He has a point.
Okay, last one. Sociopaths don't feel empathy, so you know how yawning is contagious. The sociopath won't catch the yawn. We all have to yawn, and whoever doesn't catch it is a sociopath. Okay, I'll start it. I'll just think of something that makes me
sleepy. Oh, you're right. It is contagious.
Me too.
Jake, that was fake.
No, it wasn't. That's how I yawn.
Jake is a sociopath. Get him!
I got him! I'm gonna kill him! Stab!
He's dead!
Hello, kids. It's me, the killer.
Wait, I thought Jake was the killer.
Yeah, I thought it had to be one of us.
Shit. I think my math may have been off.
You're all morons. This isn't even fun anymore. I'm out.
There's a line told staggerly. Please don't take my life. I got two little babes and a darling and loving wife. That bad man, oh cruel staggerly.
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the final edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this like blah 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 dot 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 www URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, "Buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog."
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Oh, Freckles? Oh, there, there. Good boy. What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling the SPCA.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get, you crazy cunt!
Good job, Freckles! Get him! Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreisler for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
All right, soldiers, we're coming up on the drop point. Everyone knows what they're supposed to do?
Yes, sir!
We'll drop down close to the enemy base and hit them with surprise attack.
Correct. Now, they aren't expecting you, so this move could hopefully give us an advantage in this war. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Woo! Kill!
There's your captain speaking. We are coming up on the drop point shortly, but in the meantime, just sit back and enjoy your flight while First Officer Hansen and I guide this vessel.
Sir, what was that?
Don't mind him. He was a former commercial airline pilot, and he just started flying for the Army. Now let's get pumped up!
Hi again. This is your captain. Just wanted to let you know that if you look out of the left side of the aircraft, you can see some mountains and some desert. Not much down there, just lots of sand. Thanks for flying U.S. Army Airlines.
That's really distracting, sir. I'm trying to get the right mindset for this jump, and he...
It's your captain. Just wanted to let you know that we've reached our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. It's now safe to use all electronic devices, such as iPods and portable DVD players.
Sir, we don't even have those things.
Plus, I don't think anyone uses iPods or portable DVD players anymore.
I know. Look, a lot of people don't want to be Army pilots. It's a dangerous job. At any time, you can just be shot out of the sky. We have to take what we can get.
Hi, crew. It's me, the captain. Wanted to let you know we'll be starting our in-flight entertainment shortly. Today's movie is Zookeeper, starring the always funny Kevin James.
Movie, sir. I thought we were supposed to be jumping into enemy territory soon.
We are! Okay, I'm gonna take care of this. I'll be right back.
So, you guys ever jump out of an airplane before? Ever?
No.
Okay, I'm back.
Sir, permission to speak freely.
Go ahead.
Sir, why are you dressed like a stewardess? And I know that I should say flight attendant to not be sexist, but sir, you are wearing the exact uniform that a female flight attendant would wear in the 1970s.
Because it's time for the beverage service. Now shut up and put your tray tables down.
Once again, thanks for flying U.S. Army Airlines. We know you don't have a choice while being in the Army, but thanks for flying with us anyway.
Now drink up and jump!
No!
USA! 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 USA!
On the evening of May 13th, 2017, well-known neo-Nazi and white nationalist Richard Spencer led a group of other white nationalists in protest to the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The men, all of them white, carried lit torches provided from Home Depot in protest of the removal of the Confederate symbol of treason. The Final Edition was able to obtain rare audio of a conversation between two men attending that rally.
Okay, dude, what are your top misheard rock and roll lyrics of all time?
Oh, that's easy. In Purple Haze, when Jimi Hendrix sings, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky."
Ha! I know this one.
I always thought he sang, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." Like, kiss this guy.
Classic, me too. What else?
Okay, Creedence Clearwater Revival, when they're singing, "There's a bad moon on the rise."
Oh, I know where this is going.
I always thought they were saying, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy."
Yeah, I always... Wait, what?
You know, like, kiss this guy. Kiss him. Right on the mouth. Give him a little tongue. Okay, here's another. Bob Marley, when he sings, "Stir it up."
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound exactly like, "I really want to make out with this dude"?
Not really. Listen, are you like...
Done? Not even close. Okay, Elton John, "Hold me closer, tiny dancer."
Yeah, it sounds like Tony Danza, right?
Exactly! "I want to gargle Tony Danza's balls, count the headlights on the highway." Oh, here's another. Van Halen's "Eruption."
Dude, that's an instrumental.
But doesn't it sound like he's saying, "Hang on a sec while I suck this guy's cock"?
Bro, listen. I'm noticing an inordinate number of references to, like, kissing guys and sucking cocks, like... A lot of them.
Whoa, you think you might be gay? Suck some cock.
Hey, let's give a man-made CO2-laden warmer and warmer welcome to our first performer. Introducing the side-splitting, inoffensive comedy from the king of the one-liners, Hannah Youngperson.
Good evening. How is everybody doing tonight? Take my life partner, please. that is, of course, only if you approve of such action. If not, I hope you understand. I don't mean to trigger you in any way. This is intended as a non-confrontational, humorous suggestion and not a command or order for you to do anything that would make you feel uncomfortable or act against your own will or other such variable action. And rest assured, no insult, either personal or general, is implied or intended.
Okay, well, let's get a vodka.
Can
we get two vodkas, please?
Thank you. Thank you. You're too kind.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of partners, my life partner said, "I want to go somewhere I've never been before." I said, "Why don't you try the kitchen?"
Hello.
That is, of course, only if you approve of that household location. If not, please understand again, I see the kitchen as a safe space with no triggering intended. I use kitchen as a geophysical area of nourishment and shared communication. I don't mean to command you to do anything against your will, and no gender-based food preparation activity is suggested, requested, or implied. Perhaps you would enjoy occupying a conflict-free neutral area in a previously unexplored non-linear domestic space of your choosing within the domicile. Hey, I love this crowd, but not love in the sense you might think I mean. Anyway, here's a good one. Three multicultural people of different religious views jump out of the plane. They each pray to their respective gods. They all die instantly upon impact with the ground.
Ooh, you suck!
Sorry, I'm bombing. Damn, I can't believe I just used the B word. I apologize again. I meant it in the metaphoric sense. I would never advocate the use of military explosives. And I'm sorry for just saying military. I didn't mean for that to trigger anyone. In fact, I'm sorry for just using the T word. I'm such a loser. Or I should say, lose him. This was a big mistake. Or more correctly, Mr. Take. I wasted your time and money, and I'm a greedy, abusive, cisgender, bigoted, Cro-Magnon racist, and I'm not going to let myself get away with this shit. I know where I live. I know where my kids go to school, and they're going to pay. I will now proceed to verbally and physically flagellate myself in every way possible until I collapse in a weeping, blubbering, tragic mess on the stage, which is, of course, what I am. I'm only digging myself deeper. I love Trump hate. Help.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition Radio Hour are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltahanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Leher, Dan Frick, Jeff Chrysler, James Mount, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Ann Tuchel, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The writers of the Final Edition: Jack Handy, Kit Lively, Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.